you better go out and buy stock now. Let me tell you, this country will be like a rocket ship that goes straight up. This is going to be numbers that nobody's ever seen before. That's a very important element of all of this. You know, if we get that, if you don't, and the Democrats are fighting it only because they want to fight. They have Trump derangement syndrome. You know, if it was somebody else, they wouldn't fight. If you had a normal person, if you had some stiff sitting behind you, they'd be fine. But they have Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump just urged Americans to go out and buy stocks as he continues to make deals with other nations and improve our trade relationships around the world. And the markets are responding big time. I mean, you heard him this past week. Trump said, you better go out and buy stocks now, right after announcing that amazing trade deal with the UK and ahead of talks with China. I mean, this wasn't just a casual comment. It was a direct message to investors, indeed to all Americans, and the markets listened. That same day, the Dow and NASDAQ surged. Now, a big part of what's driving this market enthusiasm is Trump's focus on reshaping global trade to favor American interests. Since taking office, he's been pushing for trade deals that reduce the U.S. trade deficit and bring manufacturing jobs back home. The recent U.K. trade agreement is a prime example. It's a step toward lowering barriers and creating a more balanced trade relationship, which investors see as a win for U.S. companies. On top of that, Trump's team made an incredible deal with China to exponentially lower tariffs. On top of all that, we got the CPI, the Consumer Price Index numbers, and lo and behold, Trump appears to have officially slayed the inflation dragon. Inflation rose just 2.3% year over year, lower than the expected 2.6%. So this was a relief after months of concern that Trump's tariffs might drive up prices. Lower inflation, of course, will give the Fed room to potentially lower rates, which makes borrowing cheaper for both businesses and consumers. That fuels economic growth and supports higher stock valuations. As all these amazing changes take place, it's imperative that Americans seize the opportunity in front of us. Although things will continue to improve under Trump, we need to take action right now to secure our own financial futures and invest at this opportune time, as Trump mentioned. Joining me today is my friend and crypto expert, Dan Ryder. Dan is founder and CEO of Prime DeFi, an amazing company that many of our Turley Talkers have used to not only get into crypto, but actually start thriving as the markets fluctuate. Now, if you're interested in learning more about how Dan can help you begin your journey into Bitcoin, crypto, and decentralized finance, click that link in the description below or scan the QR code. Dan is my own crypto mentor, and he can be yours as well. Dan, thanks for being back, man. Great to see you again.
Yes, sir. Hey, Dr. Steve. Always a pleasure to see you.
It's always a pleasure to see you. So Trump's recent trade deals with the UK and China, now combined with this low inflation report of around just over 2%, they all have the markets buzzing. The Dow and the NASDAQ surged after his buy now comment. So where does Bitcoin and decentralized finance fit into all this? How are these economic shifts, especially the trade resolutions and pro-growth policies, impacting investor interest in DeFi, decentralized finance, and assets like Bitcoin?
Yeah, you know, I think what we're seeing, it's really a good analogy that I like to use lately is that the crypto market and DeFi as a whole, it's kind of like a beach ball that's being held underwater, right? And the moment you let go of it, it's just gonna, you know, go off like a rocket. And we're seeing price stability. You mentioned inflation down to 2.3%. That's a full percentage point lower than we were just 6 months ago, right? So we have liquidity coming into the market. We have price stability, not only on the monetary policy side, but we're seeing trade stability, right? All these negotiations are starting to play out. There was a lot of fear and uncertainty just 30 days ago as all the, you know, the tariff wars, whatever we were calling them on the news and whatnot, unfolding. But, you know, this is an unprecedented move that the Trump administration was really the only only team to take this on. We had a huge problem with our trade deficit, and they took it on head first. And we're seeing things stabilize. A little uncertainty and fear initially, but now. Consumer and not only consumer, but institutional confidence in the market is there. And we're seeing it in price, right? Bitcoin surged right back up to well over 100,000. It's sitting at about 103,000 per Bitcoin. Ethereum, right? Ethereum is like but what Bitcoin is for crypto overall, Ethereum is kind of like the father of DeFi, if you want to call it that.
Kind of like the number two, right?
Yeah. The second largest crypto by market cap, back at over 2,500, 2,600. Yeah. Things are just on its way to really take off. We saw actually the crypto market in the last 30 to 60 days, we've added about $1 trillion in market cap. So it's pretty amazing.
That. Incredible. Are you seeing, because you've been running now Prime DeFi for what year are you in? Are you third year, fourth year?
This is our third year. Third year helping investors get into the space. Yeah.
You've helped me. That's for sure. I am a club. There used to be this hair commercial, this hair loss commercial where the CEO said, I'm not just the president of this. I'm also a client. He would show a picture of himself totally bald, but Dan is my crypto mentor. Are you seeing more and more people turn to crypto as a hedge or an opportunity in this environment? I mean, obviously your membership is growing.
Yeah. Yeah. The first year we launched, we worked with about 200 people, right? And this was about 3 years ago. And we've seen an exponential, there's so many people left to help, but we've seen an exponential rise in the number of people that we work closely with, right? In like a really high-end kind of coaching experience. We initially worked with 200 people our first year. And since then, we're pushing 2,000 members. We've gotten exponential demand coming in for what we do. Because people are seeing the opportunity, and it's unprecedented.
And a lot of Turley talkers, right? You got
a lot of Turley talkers. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I've seen them in the
smart ones. No.
No, it's so cool. So cool to chat with them. So you are seeing a growth in interest in crypto. We've talked about it before. I mean, what do you think is the biggest fear or hesitancy for people to get involved? I guess I could think of investing in general, but in crypto specifically.
Yeah, I think it's a lack of confidence. There's a lot of overwhelm initially. It just seems like it's going to be so complicated. And then people might start going down the YouTube rabbit hole, and then you don't know who you can trust. So, our goal, what we realized as we figured out kind of who we were here to serve best in our first year since we opened our community, is that we're here to serve, basically anyone who would consider themselves a baby boomer or an older, Gen Xer. We're here to help those folks break into the space because they have the biggest opportunity to capitalize on these markets because they're most able to, right? Most of the wealth in this country is within those demographics. And if you look, unfortunately, it's kind of crisscrossed with the number of market participants in that demographic is quite low, right? And so once they discover that, wow, I can go get stablecoin yields, which are just digital dollars, in DeFi markets, upwards of 10% or more, we've seen historically, right? And we continue, I continue to not be disappointed with what I see just on basic dollar-based yields. There's really cool things people can do with their Bitcoin, with their Ethereum, and many other things. So we kind of demystify the complexity. We help people figure out how they can actually purchase crypto, take custody of it themselves so they can stay safe, and then go, build the portfolio that makes sense for them and also earn a yield or a cash flow. Like we help them do that in a step-by-step way. So I think it's really, to answer your question, it's a lack of confidence.
Yeah. Right. A lack of confidence, uncertainty, uncharted territory. It's just so new for so many people. But again, what I love about what you do, Dan, is you dispel so much of the mystery. You help just ease people into it. And all of a sudden they go, oh, of course, this is just part of the cyberspace that we're participating in right now as we speak. It's just an extension of it, right? Now, Trump, his message was very clear. Go and invest. That's what he said. He basically told everyone with the sound of his voice, go out there and invest. So for those who are ready to heed that call by Trump to go and invest and secure a flourishing financial future, what hope do you see decentralized finance offering here in this booming economy? How can crypto be a part of their overall strategy to ride this wave of market optimism?
Yeah, I think it's an essential part of somebody's strategy going forward, because the way we think of value and wealth creation going forward is changing, right? We're leaving an era of fiat backed, right? Meaning kind of fictitious values based on money that's printed. That system is kind of slowly dying, right? Mm-hmm. Inflation control just kind of delays it, but the world is pivoting towards investing in value-based assets, right? We're going to see probably a resurgence back to things like classic commodities, oil, right? Things that have tangible value, right? And
gold,
Bitcoin, right? Although it's
gold
a digital asset, gold
going up.
Yeah, gold, oil. And then now in this new digital age, we have Bitcoin, which is, it's not a physical asset, but it is tied to physical infrastructure, yeah. Which is interesting. Mining, right? There's trillions of dollars of mining infrastructure globally. Trump, right? The Trump family is invested in mining. They actually, there was a press release. One of their mining companies that they are involved with is going public. They announced,
actually,
I think a week ago. I forget what it's called. I think it's called American Bitcoin. American Bitcoin, if I'm not mistaken.
American Bitcoin. Is, and then they have a building project in Dubai. Did you see that? That'll be like a crypto. Yeah. You can pay for your room and services through crypto, through Bitcoin, I think, in particular.
Yeah. And we know his sons are heavy into DeFi. They started a DeFi project. The world is heading in this direction. And what I'm seeing is, unfortunately, the little guy is not moving quick enough, right? Like we've seen in our community, we've grown from 200 to 2,000 members. But, you know, if you look at where all this action is in the market, it's with the big players. It's with the institutions. They're the ones gobbling up the Bitcoin and the Ethereum right now. The trillion-dollar surge we've had in crypto in the last month or two, it's not coming from Joe the plumber. It's coming from BlackRock, right? That's good for people in the market, right? And I know we're excited because we're in the market, but
yeah,
it's not great for the people prices, who are going to find out 3 years from now that they could have gotten in early. And so, you know, I think there's, and actually people can do this right now. If you're watching this video now, I challenge you to go to trends.google.com and type in the word crypto as a search phrase or Bitcoin and set your graph to the last 5 years, right? And when you do that, you're gonna see something interesting, that the interest, right, in common searches on Google is not at its peak, right? And just why I want you to do this experiment is you'll go back in time and you'll see how high the demand was for that search for phrases like crypto and Bitcoin the last time we had a major bull run. Right? Then at last time fortunes were made in crypto, you'll see the big discrepancy between where it is now and where it is going to go in probably just a few months from now, right? Because we're like I said, this is a beach ball ready to blow.
Love that image. Yeah. I love
it. And so if you ever wanted to get in on something early before the party started, I mean, now's the time. If the search trends are already peaked, you've missed it, right? You've missed it. Bitcoin's already going to be 250,000. You know, all the altcoins would have exploded already. And people would have, you know, been cashing in all their checks and celebrating, and you're going to miss it. So, you know, I think it's essential for people to get into these markets now, right now. And some savvy ones are paying attention and they're reaching out to us or others, and they're doing what they need to get in the market, because the opportunity to strike is now for sure.
Can you walk us through how Prime DeFi works for someone who's never invested in crypto before? So if a Turley Talker wants to start today, what's the first step they should take to get involved and capitalize on this moment?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the way we approach this conversation is literally by having a conversation with folks. So people can feel free to reach out to us using the link or the QR code, and we'll have a simple conversation, and we'll talk to you about what's been your experience with crypto. Maybe you bought some Bitcoin on an exchange like Coinbase. Maybe you've done nothing. And regardless of the case, we can point you down a few different paths we have on how you can get more immersed into crypto or get started, right? We've taken most of our members from zero experience to, you know, full on playing in these decentralized markets and taking advantage of the yield opportunities. And it's been amazing. So it starts with a simple conversation where we can guide you further. And, you know, we can't help everyone. We are limited to in capacity. But we'll at least point you in the right direction if we can't help you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so cool just when I started working with you. It was just neat. I mean, like, and you just start at the basics, you know, just get a Coinbase account. Just go and download a Coinbase, get this app, right? So if you guys don't know, Coinbase is just one of the many, right? I think crypto.com, there's a bunch of them where you can buy your cryptocurrency. You can buy Bitcoin and so forth. Download that app, start just buying up some Bitcoin. Just hold it. Just get it. Just start there. Get used to it. Get used to the roller coaster of it, the volatility of it. And then you drew me deeper into the crypto world from there in a very, very step-by-step fashion. And it's that easy. If you got a smartphone and you chat with Dan for or his team for a few minutes, before you know, by the end of this day, you could be a crypto investor. It's really awesome. And I think you guys are going to love it. I mean, the revolution that's happening right now, this extraordinary shift towards a far more favorable landscape for cryptocurrency. It, like Dan said, it's like holding that ball down underneath the water and it's just going to ready to pop up. So if you're ready to take control of your financial future, if you're going to listen to President Trump and the Trump team who love crypto, scan that QR code or click the link below to schedule your free call with Dan and his team. Do not miss this opportunity to change the trajectory of your financial future, because simply put, no human generation has ever had this opportunity that we have with Bitcoin and crypto. It's absolutely amazing. Dan, I always love chatting with you, man. You got to come back real soon. And yeah, you and I got to talk. I got to do my mentor-y stuff with you. ASAP. I love it. Awesome. Love it, Dan. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, sir.